Blog Talk Radio.
There you go, folks. Here we are. We're live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and this is the Patriot Nation Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. All right, man. Tonight we're going to be talking with an old friend. Hey, there's my friend Joey. He's on his way over. Come on over, Joey. We're here waiting for you. All right, and we're going to be talking about the Act for America rallies. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Mark, what's up, Mark? Give him a like. There you go. Let you know that I'm seeing you. Skeeter, what's up, everybody? We're rocking and rolling here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I will be back right after this. I'm going to play the top of the hour break. We're going to talk about the Act for America rallies. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to blow off some steam. It's open phone Monday. And I'm going to play this top of the outbreak. We'll be back in 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Dig this.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org for a lifetime membership, and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks. And that's the open line number, 347-637-3942. And tonight we'll be talking about the Act for America rallies and a bunch of rallies that took place this weekend across the nation, 28 cities. You had some folks there, undesirables, I guess, starting some trouble representing or attempting to represent us. I don't want to call out the name of the group. We'll say League of the South seems to be causing some trouble. They have the right ideas. They want to save statues. They want to stand for America. But then they have racist views, some of them, I believe. And we're not trying to be racist here on Patriot Nation Radio. We're trying to be fair and do what we have to do here to try to save this republic. And I'm looking at my live feed. It's cloudy as heck, and I'm right next to my router. So I got weak, crappy internet signal. That would be from AT&T. I don't know what the heck's up with them. I'm sitting right next to it. I'm watching my live feed, and it's pixelated. It makes no sense. But I'm waiting now for my guest to give me a ring. Should be calling in here any second. I'm going to check the board right now. Still hasn't called in. Let me message him again. Are live. Liam, where are you? We need you. All right, we're waiting for our guest to call in. And what I'm going to do right now, what the heck? I am going to, looks like he's having some trouble calling in, I suppose. We'll let him get another attempt in. I'll play this right quick. I'm going to play a song while we wait for the guest to come in. God Bless America, Dave Bray. From the mountain to the prairie, All right, we're going to go live right now, bring in my guest right now because folks are on there waiting. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Our guest tonight, my good old friend from way back in the day, my friend Liam. He's up there in North Carolina. I'm down here in the Sunshine State. Liam, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, my man? Long time no talk. How you been?
Good, good, good. It's good to see you made it to the Patriot Nation radio show, and you're doing good stuff. Here's a guy doing Patriot, as they say, Patriot shit. Beep. Excuse my language.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, like you said in your little introduction, I'm with 2 Million Bikers, and there's a couple other groups that I want to acknowledge because there was about 7 to 10 groups that were representing, helping out. Let me get my book here. I wrote it all down so I didn't forget anybody. The ones that actually got a lot of people there, a lot of biker groups and other groups like mine, American Pit Vipers. Also, I'd like to thank Oath Keepers, AWR, American Warrior Revolution, Sons of Liberty, North Carolina Tactical Response Force, and the South Carolina Tactical Response Force, Ghost Squad, Proud Boys of South Carolina, Alt Knights, South Carolina, and also 2 Million Bikers, yours truly.
That's a lot of representation happening right there.
Yes, sir.
Folks represented across this country in 28 cities, Act for America rally. What was happening in North Carolina? You're from the North Carolina region, and they had a rally out there. What did you see and hear while you were out there?
Well, I'll tell you this. I saw a lot of hatred from the left. The reason why we were there, we were providing security for Act for America. They've been labeled pretty bad, saying that they're racist, and they're not a racist group. They're just trying to educate America on what's going on with Muslim nations and what they're doing, not so much the religion, but for their law, Sharia law. And the whole reason for this protest that they were having was to educate people on what Sharia law was. So the left took it upon themselves to protest against our protest, saying that we were racist, calling us KKK and all this other stuff. And we didn't even go near their rally, which was held a block away purposely by them. And they came up, they marched up the street, and they started disrupting our rally. If you guys saw the news from Raleigh, they actually came from a block to 2 blocks away just to try to disrupt the speakers so they wouldn't be able to get let their voice be heard to the people that wanted to listen to them. So we were there just to make sure that those protesters weren't going to come in and start hurting any of the people that were there for the Sharia law protest.
Right. And folks, I know most of the people that listen to my show know what Sharia law is. And a lot of folks were out there going, we don't follow Sharia law. Well, if they don't follow Sharia law, why are the women covered up in burqas? Why are they not allowed to leave their homes without a male member of their family? How come they're not allowed to wear nail polish? How come they're not allowed to ride in the front seat of a car? These are things that are associated with Sharia law. Now, some of the really evil stuff affiliated with Sharia law is 6-year-old brides with marriages consummated with 9-year-olds. This is happening. This is part of Islam.
Well, can I correct you? Can I correct you on that? They're actually raped, and when they're raped, they have several older men with the guy raping her. That is the norm. And go ahead and continue. Because it's consummated, but it's rape. They're basically raping the child.
Yeah, it's crazy. And anybody who believes that Sharia law should be a law anywhere, because the word Sharia in Islam means law. So we're saying, it's like when we say Sharia law, we're saying law. But it's sick, it's demented when they're doing stuff like this with child brides. And folks want to bring that here to our country. I don't get that. I don't understand. You have feminist groups out there marching for the protection of women and women's rights, and at the same time they're saying feminists for Islam. They don't get it. They're so
Mark,
lost.
Wasn't it not too long ago they were actually marching the streets of D.C. The day after the inauguration with vaginas around their necks for women's rights, and now here they are standing up against testing against Sharia law. That's kind of screwed up, don't you think?
It's pretty crazy, and it's widespread. It's everywhere. I had a young lady on my show. Her name is Inez Annie Cyrus. Folks may have heard of her, seen her videos. She's very popular. She's from Iran. She escaped Iran at the age of 15. Those are her words. She escaped from Iran. And by the time she was 15, she had been beaten numerous times with a cane. And the reason I said nail polish and not wearing a burqa, she got in the front seat of a cab because there was no room in the back seat. She was a young, young girl. She jumped in the front seat of the cab. She got 85 lashes for riding in the front seat of a cab with a male cab driver. She got lashed 10 times for having nail polish on. She got lashed 10 times for her hair sticking out of the back of her burqa. And that's just some of the abuses she realized under Sharia in Iran as a 15-year-old kid. This is real. This lady is out speaking out against it. And a really funny video she put out just the other day, she was eating bacon. She came back from her Act for America protest rally, and she had a big pot of bacon. She said, what's better than eating bacon after an anti-Sharia march? Nothing. This is a lady who escaped Iran.
One of the guys in my group, 2 Million Bikers, he said that that he packed up his bike to come to the protest, and he forgot one thing. I said, "What was that, man?" He said, "I forgot I was going to bring cooked bacon, and we were going to eat it right in front of him." And you know, it may have sent the wrong message. Like, again, you know, Act for America did not want to come across as being racist to anybody. We're not racist against any religion. You know, I have some friends that are Muslim. I have some friends that are Jewish. You know, born again Christian, but it has nothing to do with the Muslim religion. Why we were there? It's also, you forgot to mention too, Mark, that you know, at a young age, the young ladies are mutilated. Female genitalia is taken from them, so they can't experience pleasure.
Yep, it's called female genital mutilation, and they just raided a place in Dearborn, Michigan, where a doctor was performing this on young girls. I think the one he was performing it on when they raided him was 13, if I remember correctly. If someone has the correct information on that raid in Michigan where the doctor was performing female genital mutilation on young girls, please send that information towards me so that I can be correct at what I'm speaking. I don't want to give out false information. But yeah, that's one of the major things that they're doing. And they're doing that to young kids. They're doing it at such a young age. It's really scary. And the female genital mutilation, from what I understand, what happens is they cut off first the clitoral area, and they cover the spot with a flap of skin. It's very, very bad. It's very unhealthy for these young girls to have this done, as bacteria and stuff grows there. And it's really a horrible, horrible thing what they're doing to these people. And the reason that you don't hear from the moderate Muslims speaking out against it, because if they speak out against it, someone will come and get them. They can't. They're in fear. And the family that a lot, if they come to America, they fear for the family they left behind. That you know, for retribution for them leaving and bailing on the Islamic ideology, they will kill that family that they left behind. It's really unbelievable. And my friend Danielle here is stating that it was two doctors up in Michigan
Don't they have no-go zones up in Michigan like they do out in Europe?
Dearborn, Michigan.
Zones, go ahead.
Dearborn, Michigan has been completely overrun by Islam. In fact, a couple years ago, they had a state fair in Dearborn, Michigan, and they were stoning Christians that were there, and they were running them out and assaulting and harassing Christians who were just trying to go to the state fair. Dearborn, Michigan's run over. And from what I'm understanding, there are at least 23 Islamic terror training camps in America, one being Islamburg, New York, That's probably one of the most famous ones that people know about. As
Red House, Virginia. Red House, Virginia.
Yep. And there's a couple I heard from here in Raleigh, too. Yep. A gentleman was on the show last week as I was interviewing Bruce Nathan, gubernatorial candidate for governor, which this guy is pretty awesome. So far, he's got my vote, but, you know, we got a long time to go before the governor vote. But, oh, crap, what was I talking about?
We're talking about the terrorist training camps.
Yes, and the guy was on the show last week. He was sending me messages asking about the three terror camps in Florida, but I never got around to asking that question. So I never got an answer for that, what he would do for the three terror training camps here in Florida, as well as the largest FEMA camp in the country is here in Florida, too, which is pretty scary. Hey, Dan, join us. What's up, Dan? Lori? We got a good crowd built up here on the Facebook live feed. I don't know if you're on there, Liam, but I shared it to your page and for all your friends to see the Facebook live feed. So there were some reports of arrests that were taking place up in the North Carolina rap. When you were up there, did you see anybody getting arrested?
I didn't see a soul getting arrested. I saw a bunch of – what happened was when the protest started, we were there for about a good – I think it was an hour. And then we heard stuff coming over the radio saying that there was about 75 Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Islamists against racism coming up the street to disrupt the protest. At that time, I'd say about 50 North Carolina state troopers came running out of a building over towards the area that they were arriving in, along with Raleigh PD. I was told that we were very well protected. We had snipers on the roof just to make sure nothing was going to go down. That was going to be a peaceful protest. But again, like I said earlier, there was no violence. But there was a lot of violent words. There was a lot of cussing going on, name calling, and just that sort of thing. But I didn't see one soul get arrested, Mark. And some of the papers said. The News and Observer said that there was no arrest. And then another news source, which I'm not going to mention, there was two arrests. I mean, it's just a bunch of bull. You know what I mean? It's the fake news is getting out of control, brother. You know what I mean?
Indeed. And you know what else is happening is you as well as me have some brothers and sisters that are 3% patriots, the 3%ers. Let's do it right. 3%ers.
Yes, sir.
A lot of my fans are 3%ers. We have some Florida 3% guys watching right now. My friends Hog and Mark, they're watching. They're 3%ers, 3% brothers. And they're getting a bad rap. And these guys are just all about the Constitution, okay? Freedom, liberty, the American way of life. For everybody. All races,
right.
All religions. These guys are not racist. I've hung out with these guys here in Florida at a great rally we had in Brooksville with Shalise Finnicum came and Kathleen Saucier came and Andres Parra came and I was there and we were all there and we had a great time. Jamie Spears was down there. We were all down there. We had a great time. These guys watched out for everybody. They're always there looking out to make sure things are peaceful and in order and what's right. They're getting a bad rap. I don't know how they're getting a bad rap. I think simply because they're standing up for the Confederate statues.
I'm sorry, Mark. There's a couple of biker groups that are also being looked at as neo-Nazis just because they don't have hair. They decided to shave their head and maybe get a tattoo on their head. There's no swastikas or anything else like that, but they're considered skinheads by the Islam against racism, and they're the ones who are the most racist out of everybody.
Yeah, scary. And I like Antifa. Antifa stands for anti-fascist, and they're using fascist techniques and fascist ways to silence their opposition, yet they're anti-fascism. What? Makes no sense. I don't get it. And
go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off.
Just want to say real fast to Lori out there, yes, I have some ancestors also that fought in the original 3% for our great nation. I'm very proud of that on my mother's side, all the way back to the revolution. Very, very proud of that. Okay, go ahead, Liam.
Well, I read an article. Well, it wasn't an article. It was actually a tweet that or something on Facebook that was it was from the Antifa site saying that they're going to be training all their members on melee combat, like, you know, duct taping combination wrenches to their forearms so they can, you know, knock bikers out and all this other stuff. And I mean, the brutality that they're doing, we're not starting fights. We're not there for violence. We're just there for protection. And they're the ones being mostly violent towards everybody else. I mean, I don't understand it. I really don't get it.
Isn't it crazy? It's nuts.
Insane.
How could Americans want communism? Liam, I don't know exactly how old you are right now, but I'm going to be 50, okay? When I was a kid, I was watching Archie Bunker and, you know, All in the Family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
the Jeffersons, yep.
If you even said that you thought about communism, it was like, what? You're a commie? Oh! Now it's like, you're not a commie? What do you mean? Huh? You're not a Marxist? You don't like Saul Alinsky? What are you doing? What do you mean?
Yeah, I remember those days, man. That show was a trip.
Get your own beer, Archie.
Well, I'll tell you this. Speaking of communism, we were at the rally, and I'm sure a few of my 2 million brothers would want me to announce this. On the opposing side, you know, they were on the other side of the street screaming and yelling. Some dude was holding a little red book and the communist USSR flag across the street.
I'd seen on a video.
Yes, and he was there, and my friends, my buddies were like, they're trying to stand up for the people, but they want communism in the country by holding that crap up. I don't know, man. I don't know what people are thinking sometimes. You know what I mean?
And poor old Meathead, he was the liberal hippie living in Archie's house.
Yeah.
So, man, I seen one where they had Archie on a newscast talking about why people need guns. What a great scene. Search that scene out. It's amazing. He's like, well, you know, if we were all on the plane, we could just, if everybody on the plane had a gun, we wouldn't have to worry about nothing. It's really, really good. Archie was great, but he was misunderstood, and he was so politically incorrect because of his own ignorance. And that's what made him so great, is he wasn't, like, racist. He was ignorant. But that's no excuse. But it was fun.
Right. You can't do anything. Like, the Jeffersons were – the Jeffersons was another show that basically just twisted it around, you know.
Yeah.
It's – whatever. I mean, it was funny. It was funny back in the day, but now you can't do anything like that. You got all different sorts of groups trying to get you for this, that, and the other thing, and it's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
But also, Mark, I want to tell you about an event happening this Saturday.
Yep.
They are going to be the people are going to be protected by those groups that I announced earlier, American Pit Vipers, you know, Oath Keepers, all them. From 12 noon to 3 p.m. over at 179 East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, they're having a celebration of free speech. This is being held by the North Carolina Deplorables United Facebook page, and they're going to be over there. They're going to have several speakers speaking about a number of issues. So I'm inviting everybody who either lives local or even if you want to come from out of town to come on over and join in on the festivities.
Yes, indeed. That'd be awesome. And what is there a page created for that? Can folks find a page if they wanted to join up?
Yes, there is a North Carolina Deplorables United.
North Carolina Deplorables United on Facebook, folks. They have it. And if you're up there in North Carolina, I don't see why you couldn't be up there hanging out with these guys this Saturday. What was the time again?
The time was noon to 3.
There you have it, folks. Noon
and
to
also,
3.
And also, I want to put this out to people, too. If anybody would like to, be interested in seeing what 2 Million Bikers are up, we have a 2 Million Bikers national page that you guys can listen to Bunker he does videos on a daily or weekly basis, and he just announces, you know, tells you about the current events that's going on in the country. So if you guys want, you can check out 2 Million Bikers also.
Yes, indeed. And we're affiliated with the 2 Million Bikers crew. We got Rick down here in Florida running 2 Million Bikers Florida. And they do some great stuff, folks. These guys in 2 Million Bikers stand up for all kinds of things. And one of the things I noticed that they like to do is plant wreaths at gravesites at Christmas. Also, that's one of the things my friend George down here in Florida did in his group. And he joined up with Bikers for Trump. So he's a Bikers for Trump guy now. But they go out, and so do the Bikers for 2 Million Bikers. Bikers, what people don't get, too, about the Bikers is they're another misunderstood group. Because, of course, in every group, there's bad apples. And I can't say for sure that the Hells Angels are all bad apples, because I've hung out with plenty of Hells Angels. They happen to be some nice guys in the Hells Angels. They got a couple of rules there in the Hells Angels. Don't touch the beer, don't touch the bike, don't touch the bitches, and don't touch the leather. You get past those four. You make it past you don't touch the colors, you don't touch the bike, you don't touch the beer, and you don't touch the bitch, you're good.
That's right. And respect is earned, not given.
You hang out with them guys all day long like that. I've done it, been there, hung out at rallies, Hells Angels. In fact, I don't know if you remember, Liam, it's probably 99 or 2000. The Hells Angels and Sonny Barga held an event at the Vanderbilt on Long Island.
They what?
They had grandmas. They had grandmas there. They had moms and children. It was Christmas around Christmas time, and they were raising some money for charity. And the pagans rolled in. The pagans rolled into the Vanderbilt there on Long Island with bat sticks, chains, and they were hitting anybody that was in their way. It didn't matter if they were 80 or 8.
Oh, man.
And this guy, Dwyer, he pulled out his handgun and leveled one of them, and he got off. Self-defense. And it was a really horrifying scene. And the Hells Angels were doing charity work. Sonny Barga. If anybody knows anything about the Hells Angels, knows who Sonny is. So I'm not even going to explain it.
Also want to tell you about something else, too. 2 Million Bikers actually... We do yearly runs up to D.C. for 9/11. We still honor the fallen 9/11 victims and the families. We make a run up there every year. And anybody has a bike, and if you want to ride with us, you're more than welcome to join us. I don't know if they have an event page set up yet, but more the merrier. Show people that we still care.
And the bikers, to me, are the biggest patriots we have in this country, because many, many bikers are former law enforcement, most definitely former military.
Yes,
and
sir.
Those guys, you know, that's what I don't get about these folks from Antifa and all these crazy groups that want to overthrow everything. My friends in the 3% folks train all the time. They're training in all different things, from hurricane disaster to floods to long-term power outages, how to help community when there's natural disasters, and to stand up to tyranny when tyranny rears its ugly head. And that's what we love about the 3% and the bikers, because they do the same thing. They're there for you, your family, your community. If you have a biker living on your block and it hits the fan, call him up. Go to his house. He's going to help you. You don't want to go to
that, Mark.
You don't want to go to the guy's house with the Coexist bumper sticker and the rainbow sticker, because all he's going to do is knock you over the head and try to steal your food. The biker is going to help you and protect you if you can't protect yourself. You probably want to go ahead out there and get yourself some sort of bug out bag, because you never know. You might have a wildfire outside. You're up in North Carolina. The woods could burn. You know, you get a bag. Put a fishing pole in it. Put a knife in it. Put some lures. Put some MREs and hit the road if you got to. You know, my bug out bag is good for me and my family for a week to get where we got to go to meet up with people. And then other supplies when required. But you have to have some sort of bag to get up with your group in case of a disaster or tyranny. Of course, we have tyranny across this country. And the great Make America Great Again Trump is trying so hard to restore this republic with so much resistance from behind, from the side, from the back. He's getting resistant on all fronts every day, all the time. I've never seen anything like it in all my life. A president who's being undermined by people in his own office area, leaking. The FBI director admits to leaking documents to a friend who shared it with the newspaper. And he's not arrested.
Nothing's done to him at all. That I'm beside myself with that too, man. You know, I thought for sure Hillary was going to get bagged, and she's not bagged at all, and neither is Comey. So, I mean, what's that? What kind of message is that showing for other Americans, that you can do stuff to get away with it? You know what I mean?
No, the message it's sending is, if you want to get away with it, be a registered, elected Democrat, and you don't get in any trouble. That's it. If you lean to the right, you support the Constitution, you love, say, Jesus, you're the enemy now. You have become the enemy. And I've noticed that most of those that are on the left that are standing up against the Donald Trump administration, when I speak to them and I ask them things like, so, how was church Sunday? Church? Oh, my God, Jesus, church, never. There is no God. That's what they say to me, stuff like that. They're godless, and they're lost. They'll all celebrate Christmas, not for Jesus, for Black Friday. They got to get that big screen TV. They got to get that material stuff. It's more important than anything. No.
Unreal.
God, country, and family, plain and simple. Everything else is extra. Comes my lovely wife. Want to say hi, honey? She's cruising around in a PJs. It was a long day at work. Say hi to Liam.
Yes,
Bianca.
I remember Bianca before you guys got married. You know, she was friends with my brother, so naturally, you know, she became friends with me. And I remember she used to come over to the house when she was like 13.
Yep.
And we had a good time, man. It was a good time.
That's when we met. I was 13.
Now we're all in our 40s and 50s. What the heck?
Oh my! Blown out knees and everything else. And, yeah, getting too old for this crap, man.
The good old days, you know, when life was easy. When we could just turn on the TV and laugh at Archie Bunker.
I didn't know if I was calling you Liam or Drew.
Hey.
Love you, man.
Welcome to the show, country singer, Drew.
You're still playing music?
No, I still do karaoke. You know, I just mess around with the karaoke stuff. I'm not playing in a band. So... still mess around with the guitar here and there, but that's about it.
No, we need you on the Patriot front.
Yeah, we need more Patriots.
Let's get Toby Keith on that.
Yeah. All right, folks, so check it out. We're on the line right now. We're live. If you call right now, 347-637-3942, I'll pick up the line and we can talk. Join the show. You know, we're going to have a good time. Next week, I got Dave Bray is going to come on the show Thursday with the organizers for the July 29th rally up in D.C., the two organizers, Stevie and Jenny, are going to come on the show with Dave. Dave will be playing and speaking at the rally. It's July 29th up in D.C., and that's going to be this Thursday coming up. Wait, what's today? Today's Monday. A week from this Thursday. Oh, God, what do I got coming up? This week is my anniversary show, four-year anniversary, 4 years of Patriot Nation Radio.
Congratulations,
right,
brother.
4 years, over 450 episodes of Patriot Nation Radio by myself. And then I got my sidekicks and my friends. Lisa, who you spoke to, she's my producer. She came onto this network and did a wonderful job for us. And James Bostic, he's got a show Thursday night, 7 o'clock, A Conservative's Perspective. Then I have, we also have a veteran show. We have a veteran show on Wednesdays, Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. He's up in the Bronx. Let's say it right. He's up in the Bronx, and he's running for city council up there in the Bronx, and he was a homeless veteran. He came back from the battlefield and then wound up homeless. This man worked so hard, and he built up his organization, Devil Dog USA. Check him out, devildogusa.com. And then the budding star of our network, We have a young man, a high school student. We helped him out with a local protest in the Pasco County School District. They had a dress code, and the dress code was extremely anti-constitution. They didn't like it. They hated that someone could come in with an American flag on the front of their shirt, say, like this one. So they banned it. You have to wear these certain clothes. It's all you can wear and blah, blah, blah. So they had this big protest, and everybody came out, and they carried their signs, and the principal wound up getting canned or quitting or moving on, and they got a new principal, and things are changing. So speak up. But this young man, Patrick Miller, constitutional millennials, the next generation with Patrick Miller.
More of them.
Yes, and one thing I like about this young man is he's speaking to his peers about constitutional issues, freedom, liberty, and the American way. It's very rare to have a 16, 17-year-old student speaking like this guy. If you want to check out his show Saturdays, we always run the schedule. I believe his show is at 7 o'clock Saturdays, maybe 7:30. I get confused because Gonzalo is at 7 or Patrick's at 7:30. I don't know. I got so much going on I could never know. Maybe Lisa will post it up here on the live feed chat. And it's really great, and I'm really digging the Patriot Nation radio thing. But you know what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put our producer, Lisa, on the spot because she was down at the Sam Houston rally. So, Lisa, if you're listening, get near your phone because I'm going to bring you in. Patrick is on vacation. I believe he went to Germany. That's a constitutional millennial, so there won't be a show for a couple weeks. But I'm going to spring this on Lisa real fast. Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Gentlemen, Lisa and Liam, they were at separate rallies. Lisa was down in Texas at the Sam Houston rally. There's been a little controversy up there at the Sam Houston rally. We want to clarify some of the things that took place there. Lisa, tell us a little bit about the size of the crowd you guys had in Houston for the Patriot side. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. We've had several rallies already in Houston prior to this with very low turnout. So when there was a rumor that Antifa was coming to Houston because Quan Alex, I don't know if your audience knows who he is, but he's out of Houston and he's one of these Black Panther Party type people, right? And he went on the news saying that they were going to petition and try to get them to take down the Sam Houston statue in Herman Memorial Park. And so a bunch of people got together. Now, I personally didn't even hear, and I'm so surprised I didn't but I've been really busy and I've done a couple of other events. And so I just kind of like sat back for, about a week or so. But I didn't even know about the Act for America until, the last week before. So there might have been some confusion as to where Antifa was going to be for sure until a little bit later. But Quan Alex and the Black Lives Matter people showed up, and there were some Antifa people at our event, but the Houston PD kept them a couple of blocks away. And we had a really good turnout. I've heard some people say that they think there was about 800 people, but I think it was probably at the peak of the event, I think it was close to 1,000 at least. So it was pretty amazing. It was pretty awesome. Normally you can't, the city doesn't just let you walk into the park because there's a zoo and, it's a park. So they normally don't let you carry guns. But the militia guys talked to the HPD well enough in advance and, coordinated with them and everybody got along. And there was a lot of, a lot of shaking hands that went on. The police chief actually came into the crowd, the Houston police chief, Art Acevedo, I think his name is. He came from L.A. into Austin. And in Austin, he made an announcement that if you know a gun enthusiast, report them to us so we can vet them. But he doesn't want to worry about vetting people coming over the border, but he wants to vet our Second Amendment rights. Sorry about that. So we don't really like him, but it was really good to see everybody come together to stand up for, Texas. So that was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. We had alt-right people there. I know there's a couple of articles going around saying that this alt-right guy was kicked out for having Pepe signs, but he wasn't alt-right. He was saying kill Jews and, you know, kill white people and things like that. And his signs were saying things different than his mouth, if you know what I mean. And he had a bullhorn. So he got kicked out, and there's a lot of articles going around because apparently some guy grabbed him around the neck at some point, and because they had asked him to leave. There was a little bit of shouting that went on, you know, and then they asked him to leave. He didn't leave, and this guy grabbed him by the neck. He was behind him, so I don't know what he was thinking, but they immediately, you know, broke them up and escorted the guy out and even took his signs and gave them back to him. I mean, they didn't destroy signs or anything. So, but there were a lot of alt-right guys there, the Kekistanians. They had their flag. They had the Kekistan flag. A little confusion about the stars and bars flag because they did not want this group that was wanting to come that was a white nationalist. And they used the stars and bars. So they had banned that from the event because they wanted to keep those people away from us because they didn't want the media to portray us as white nationalists. But there was some confusion, I guess, and some hurt feelings. But, you know, it's whatever to me. I went. I had a great time. I took a lot of good photos. I met a lot of nice patriots that I've worked with online and I've never met before. So that was really awesome. And, you know, it was fun. It was fun. And I wish, you know, I wish we could come together like that more often and show up in the streets and show the city and show Antifa and the Black Lives Matter that we're willing to get out of our houses and go stand out there, too. You know?
Yep. It's very important to also get out and show repeatedly over and over again that we're not violent.
Yes.
And told to vote. We're like the
right.
hornet's nest, the undisturbed hornet's nest that suddenly gets poked. You keep poking that hornet's nest, soon the bee's going to fly out of that nest and come and get you. So they want to keep
and
poking.
And they left that park cleaner than it was when we got there. They brought their own trash bags. They cleaned out all the trash cans themselves. The city didn't have to pay for any cleanup whatsoever. You know, and they had teams. They had a medic tent. They had... different militia groups that came, and they, you know, everybody got along really well. I didn't see any arguments. The only time there was a confrontation was when inside the event anyway, was when the white nationalists showed up, and they were just asked to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? They just said, you know, just don't be in the area that they gave us to be in, right? The police said, this is your area, this is the Antifa Black Lives Matter area. But then when we got there, they actually had made any Antifa or anyway, everybody else, Quanah Lex and whoever else, they made them go two blocks away. And they let, and you know what, you got to give it to the HPD because they allowed the Patriots to stand with Sam and they made everybody else go two blocks away to another memorial somewhere else, you know? So you got to hand it to them for at least making that was a good decision on their part. Because if they had told us that we have to go somewhere else than when we came to be at that particular statue, that would have been pretty bad, you know?
Well, you know, Patriots showed up early. You know, they show up really,
yes.
really, really early.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
And I heard that some guys stayed behind overnight. And there was some confrontations that happened. You know, there were people that were hanging out overnight before and the night after, and they prevented things from happening. But there was a lot of signs that were going up around Houston. And I was trying to get to the bottom of it yesterday, and I just couldn't ever figure out who was doing it. But somebody is going around posting posters and, you know, I don't know if it's somebody who's actually, you know, really just trying to help, and maybe they're just not helping very well. But anyway, maybe we can get something up on the Patriot Nation page about it whenever I can find out what's going on. But somebody was putting signs up, but somebody put up signs and either they actually did put a sign on the statue or they just photoshopped it. I don't know yet, so I won't say for sure. But I do know that the guys hung around. They have people hanging around to try to make sure that the statue didn't get vandalized because they don't trust the police. Well, and the police aren't supposed to stand there and watch a statue. I mean, that's not their job, you know.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you had mentioned that you don't think the city had to pay a dime for cleanup, but I think if you went two blocks where the Antifa crowd was, there was a mess left behind by them. Every rally that I've gone to with patriots who carry the Gadsden flag, the American flag, and the stars and bars proudly, always leave the rally grounds cleaner than when they got there. Every single rally I've been to has been that way. But you go to rallies from the other side just to investigate, see what they're doing, the mess is tremendous. Bottles, bottles, garbage, signs, they leave everything behind because they disrespect. They have no respect for anything, anybody, people, property, liberty, freedom. They don't have no respect for it. They have no respect for they don't have respect for our military veterans. And they sit in their basements at their mom's house and they play these video games and think they're warriors. Folks, the Patriot movement full of warrior veterans. I'm sure they have veterans on their side, but I don't think the veterans on that side are nearly.
Well, I don't think we should necessarily take for granted these people in these different groups. There's a website called Redneck Revolt, and they are they're basically Antifa, and they're very well organized. And I've been to events where Antifa has been there in small numbers, but they rarely break rank. And they are, you can tell that they have some sense of what they're doing there. There are people that join in that maybe, you know, aren't in the know, but just hear about it and show up. But they definitely have a plan, and they definitely can cause a lot of trouble. And if you just go back and look at what happened in Berkeley and, you know, in Portland not this weekend, but the weekend before, for sure. You know, these people can be very, very dangerous, very dangerous. And there's people in California that are my friends that this one kid, I mean, I say he's a kid because I'm old, but he's an adult. But anyway, he goes to a gun range, and he has a license to carry his gun, you know, and he's a Trump supporter and everything, but he does not look like he's going to the gun range when he goes to the gun range. I mean, he's a college student, so he has to use public transportation. And, you know, they try to get us they're trying to push us into these cities, and they're taking over these cities. You know, they're taking over Houston, they're taking over Dallas, they've taken over Austin and several outlying cities, and they're trying to push people into the cities so that they can control them with, you know, everybody has to walk. No one can have a car. You know, you have to take public transportation. Well, if you're on public transportation going to the gun range, who's going to protect you from Antifa groups? And, you know, then they set up a scene where they know this guy is crazy. He's a mental case. And, you know, I'm pretty sure some people were agitating him because he had been at other groups. I've heard interviews from people, the guy who killed somebody in Portland, that stabbed people. He had been to these rallies, and no one wanted anything to do with him. He was a complete outcast from both sides. And one person who had obviously, he'd not say it, but he had to have had some type of military training or something, because he walked up to the guy to try to de-escalate the situation. But whenever this guy was out in public somewhere and he just said something outrageous to get attention, you know, these people just agitated him, and he finally just snapped and started stabbing him. But he was a mental person. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had problems. And everybody just wants to label the alt, you know, people, oh, the alt-right is that way. All the conservatives are that way. All the militia are that way. So, you know, a lot of people don't want to do what they want to do at an event. But really, honestly, we as patriots, we need to be smart. We need to be calculative. We need to think before we speak. We need to think before we need to think about what we're even going to wear. You know what I'm saying? To an event. I mean, it that kind of sounds sucky, but I'm not saying don't be outrageous. I'm just saying think about things before you do them. We're adults. You know, we don't have to go out there and act like ass clowns to get attention. You know what I mean? We can go out there and be adults.
Right on.
You know?
Lisa, real fast, I got to give Liam a quick chance here to promote his rally this weekend and a couple
okay,
other
sure,
services.
Thanks for letting me come on. I appreciate it, Mark.
Absolutely. Thank you for standing up in Houston. Liam, why don't you give real fast some of the information about Saturday and some other things you want to offer up before you head out. I know you got to bail. And the show is just about to wrap up here in about 2 minutes.
Real quick, again, celebration. The free speech is going to be held in Chapel Hill at 179 East Franklin Street from the hours of 12 noon to 3 p.m. Also, if any of you out there are planning to hold a rally or a protest and you would like to have some protection, get on the 2 Million Bikers Facebook page, preferably your state. If you're in Florida, it's 2 Million Bikers Florida, FL, 2 Million Bikers NC. Get with the president or the vice president or maybe even the Southeast regional president and see if we would be able to sanction your event to where we can have people there. We'll be more than happy to help out. If it's to uphold the Constitution, we're all about that. And if you need us, just give us a buzz.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Liam, for coming on. And hopefully we got a new fan here. Liam from 2 Million Bikers. North
you
Carolina.
Got it,
thanks a lot.
Good
to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, Mark.
All right. Peace, brother. Have a good night. There you have it, folks.
You
that's
too,
Liam Callahan, 2 Million Bikers, North Carolina. Search out 2 Million Bikers. They're a great organization. I also would like to shout out to my good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America.us. Head on over there, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. He's got a show Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time, Monday through Friday, unitedsaintsofamerica.us. Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio. Make sure you check out Keeper's Mind Pool. I don't know if he's doing a show right now, but he's out there and he shared our show tonight. Thanks again, Keeper, for that. And, of course, Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio out of Ohio, just search out Live Truth Radio and check it out. And I want to talk about Thursday real fast before I have to wrap this up. This Thursday is the 4-year anniversary show of Patriot Nation Radio. We've got hundreds of episodes under our belts. We've become a great network who is trying to bring truth to the lies that the mainstream media is spreading. And joining us this Thursday will be my good friend and patriotic brother from Overpasses for America, James Neighbors, because folks may not know, but Overpasses for America started June 13th, and that's why we picked the 15th this year, and Patriot Nation Radio started July 10th, 4 years ago. So I put the date, you know, I try to get the show right there in the middle between the two of us. Sometimes I it's the fourth year in a row we're doing this. We did it the first year, we did it the second year, we did it the third year. Here we are with the 4th year anniversary show with James Neighbors and Overpasses for America. They're a great group. They have been fighting and fighting and fighting for this country just like the rest of us, like our brothers in the 3% and our brothers in the 2 Million Bikers and the Bikers for Trump. Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, we're all fighting for America, for the next generation, for the children. And I would hope that each and every one of you guys stand up and fight for the kids. And until we meet again this Thursday with James Neighbors and myself celebrating 4 years Patriot Nation Radio, good night. And check this out. Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner. He'll be with us next week with Stevie and Jenny for the big rally July 29th up in D.C. And for right now, we're going to play this, the Star Spangled Banner. DaveBrayUSA.com, folks. Live a cappella.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see, can you see my dawn's early light, put so proudly we hail at the
dim bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
There you have it, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. He'll be live with us next week. We talk about the July 29th rally, and of course, Taft's Amazing Grace will be played on the next episode. I want to thank everybody, Danielle, Lisa, Hogg, Joey, and everybody else who tuned in on the Facebook Live, and everybody who tuned in on blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Till we meet again Thursday, 8 o'clock. Good night. God bless America.